Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. We're checking in early in the season, we can say, here with the Pella wrestling team and three of its seniors, Logan Brexford, Jackson Menke, and Hunter Smith. Logan, I'll start with you as the returning state qualifier. Obviously, a very new look this year with a big senior class that graduated. But what's it been like to have so many guys fill in some big shoes and get the season off to the right foot?
You know, it's been fun so far. It's going to be a young team this year, but I think we're going to do okay. It's been fun.
Well, and Jackson, that's right. You know, that's kind of the storyline early is big shoes to fill. But a lot of you guys had experience before. What's it been like to grow as wrestlers over the past year, build your skills, and be ready for this final season?
I think our senior class last year did a great job at, like, leading by that. And I think a lot of us, who are especially on varsity right now, have stepped up and filled those roles before. And it's just our time to fill those roles and succeed.
Well, and Hunter, what makes it so interesting is that it's not like you guys didn't have opportunities. It was just so competitive. A lot of you guys were in that same weight range. Some days you were wrestling, some days you weren't. But what did that experience do to shape you as a wrestler, and how do you think it set you up for your senior year to have so much competition even on your own team?
It's definitely helped a lot to have all the people at different weights, especially like the skilled people like wrestling Jackson Van Clay and stuff in the past years. Has definitely helped me like improve as a wrestler a lot. And I think the competition in our room right now is helping everyone all around. It's been good, and I think it'll help a lot this season in helping with new wrestlers that need to learn new moves, because they have the experienced people, they can ask questions and figure out what they need, and for people that just need to get better to get good looks in the wrestling room.
Well, and Logan, how do you think the expectation increase has helped this program too, right? 3 or 4 years ago, we would send maybe one kid to state. Last year, we had seven, and a lot of guys who won their first match. How do you think that's elevated the program? And even though without that senior class, how has it made the expectations still even higher yet that you want to send a lot of guys back?
I think you're right with the expectation part. Everybody's been in the room, and we've watched it the last 2 years now, and kind of what that senior class brought last year. We know what it's going to take to get a couple guys to state. We know what we need to do.
Well, and Jackson, we're just coming off of obviously being at the Dome, right, for football, and so many other sports in this school have a lot of success, and wrestling is now starting to join that conversation. How do you think that helps that when you have multi-sport guys who have experience in other sports who may be learning the sport of wrestling yet? How do you think that helps them when they're having success elsewhere to bring that to this room and bring their own experience?
I think it helps us with having the multi-sport people in the wrestling room. It really helps, like, knowing pressures and have that high competition and how you just have to compete and you have to put it all out there in order to win, and knowing what is at stake and how you can use that to succeed.
Well, and Hunter, you know, even here in this school, while you have success in other sports, it can be harder sometimes to be out of that spotlight. What's it been like to help grow the culture of Pella wrestling on top of just not only the success on the mat, but getting more kids excited, even the younger grades in middle school, get them excited about the program? I know you have a lot of siblings that do on the girl side, too. And what's it like to try and build that culture at a school where there is a lot of other things that are successful, too?
Yeah, I think that it can be hard sometimes. I feel like it's a lot of fun, though, to be able to go to, like, middle school and talk to all of them about wrestling, because all of them that I've talked to seem to really enjoy it, and I hope that they keep that, because I love the sport of wrestling. I think that it's an amazing sport for people to be in, and the team bonding is just amazing with it.
Well, and Logan, there's no secret that you've been to state a couple times, but you've also had to overcome a lot of injuries to get to that point. For your own senior season now, how excited, A, are you to be healthy to start the year, but B, how motivated are you to not only do that, build on the success you've had and learn from some of those bumps and bruises?
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to hopefully having a full season this year. It's been kind of rough the last 2 years. Haven't really made a full season yet, but I know that's the goal this year. Stay happy and healthy and, do the best I can.
And Jackson, how important is it to count on every weight class, especially when you know the goals of this team isn't just to go to individual state, but to be a competitive dual team? And how have you tried to help at the upper weights and try to get some of those other guys to understand the importance of every weight class matters, especially this year as you're trying to grow the program?
I think having somebody at every weight class is important, because that can be 12 points plus or minus on the scoreboard. So we don't want to forfeit matches. We want to have at least somebody go in there and try to at least minimize the amount of points we're giving up, or in return go and win a match and give us some positive points, which helps us become very competitive, because a lot of those larger schools like the Southeast Polks and those schools, they have somebody at every weight class, and they're being competitive at every weight class really helps them succeed in the long run.
And Hunter, it still even feels like this team isn't quite 100% yet with some guys, you know, coming off of injuries from other sports or whatever it is. How exciting is that to know that you're, you know, here we stand in early December and you're not the best version of yourselves? And how much excitement does that give you for that potential postseason run in February?
Well, after watching last night, we had a pretty good night. And the fact that that wasn't the best that we have excites me a lot, because we have a lot of wrestlers that are willing to put it on the line. And we got even more that are coming off those injuries that'll be here to also add to it.
Well, it should be very exciting. A lot of home opportunities, especially the last Saturday before Christmas. Come check out these guys at their home tournament. These are the seniors of the Pella wrestling team following their first meet. We've got Logan Bruxford, Jackson Menke, and Hunter Smith. Guys, congratulations on a great start, and looking forward to seeing you a couple times this winter. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.